Dr. William Luther Pierce, 1997. The Tragedy of Chautauqua County.
Hello. A couple of weeks ago, we were treated to yet another case of a black sexual predator with AIDS infecting as many white girls as possible with his lethal disease by having sex with them. Newshawn Williams, a small-time drug dealer, car thief, armed robber, and would-be rap artist, liked to take the bus from his Brooklyn, New York neighborhood to Chautauqua County in the mostly white western part of New York State and find young white girls to seduce. He had sex with dozens of white schoolgirls in the county, some as young as 13, and infected many of them with the AIDS virus. When AIDS cases began showing up among schoolgirls in the county, public health officials became alarmed. They didn't tell the police what they knew about the black AIDS carrier who had been infecting the girls, however, because the homosexual lobby, which is politically very powerful in New York, had persuaded the legislature to pass a law making it illegal to release information about AIDS carriers, even to the police. Finally, as the number of young girls infected by Newshawn Williams continued growing, health officials went to a judge and got permission to inform the police and the public about him. And so the case finally hit the newspapers earlier this month, where it made quite a sensation. One thing that none of the news stories about Newshawn Williams mentioned was the fact that many of his victims were white girls, that in fact he deliberately sought out white girls. The racial angle wasn't mentioned at all, as if it weren't important. One would have had to have access to information not available to the general public to know that many of his victims were white, although anyone familiar with the demographics of Chautauqua County, New York, might suspect that he went there because it was a white area. Newsweek magazine finally spilled the beans in its November 10th issue, which carried a lengthy story on Newshawn Williams, mostly trying to generate sympathy for the black criminal by detailing his deprived childhood and the dysfunctional family in which he grew up. Newsweek didn't mention the racial aspects of the case either, but the two teenaged victims from Chautauqua County who were pictured in the magazine were both white, both blondes. Williams used to hang around the school playgrounds to pick up white girls. He would treat them to some of his gangsta rap lyrics, flash some of his gold jewelry, and promise them drugs in exchange for sex. He had sex with literally hundreds of young white girls in this way. Dozens of them were infected with the AIDS virus and will die a horrible death as a result. It's interesting to study the various reactions of the media to the Newshawn Williams case. Generally, there is sympathy for his victims. Sometimes there is sympathy for him. Nearly all of the media suggest that what we need to do in response to such cases is teach young people to use condoms. One or two really bold columnists, willing to risk the wrath of the homosexual lobby, have suggested that the public's health is more important than the privacy of AIDS carriers, and so we ought to consider relaxing the ban on telling the police about AIDS-carrying criminals. But none of the media have mentioned the racial aspects of the case. That is an absolute no-no. So, who is to blame for what happened to those white schoolgirls in Chautauqua County. Is it the school officials who didn't impress on them strongly enough the need to use condoms? Is it the politicians in the state legislature who pandered to the homosexuals by making it more difficult for public health officials to warn the public about people like Newshawn Williams? Hardly. One almost suspects that these issues are raised by the media as a smokescreen to keep people from putting the blame where it really belongs. Now, I'll tell you who is to blame for what happened to those young white girls in Chautauqua County. It is everyone who made it even thinkable for them to have a sexual relationship with a non-white. Everyone. It is the entire politically correct establishment. It is the school officials who distribute sex education literature urging the use of condoms, literature which has cartoon-type illustrations showing young whites and blacks together and subliminally suggesting that one's sexual partner may be of any race. It is the Christian ministers who preach against the so-called sin of racism, leading young white girls to feel guilty if they reject the advances of a black male because he is black. It is the trendy parents who want their children to be politically correct above all else and who therefore fail to train them to have an abhorrence of racial mixing. Above all others, the people responsible for what happened to those girls are the immensely powerful and unspeakably evil men who control the mass media in America. They are the men who promote gangster rap among young whites who don't know any better. Men like MTV owner Sumner Redstone and Time Warner boss Gerald Levin. They are the men who control the television entertainment industry, which has such a powerful influence in shaping the attitudes and behavior of young people today, and which, with increasing boldness, promotes the idea of interracial sex, of interracial romance, as being fashionable. They are the owners of the syndicates which distribute comic strips and comic books for children portraying interracial groups as the desirable norm. Now, nearly all of these powerful and evil men who control the mass media are Jews, and they do what they do knowingly and deliberately. Anyone who has studied them understands that their aim is to encourage racial mixing among whites and non-whites. But they are not the only ones to blame. Everyone who collaborates with them, everyone who tolerates them, Jew or Gentile, also is to blame. For example, the advertising agency bosses and the big corporation executives who promote racial mixing and diversity and multiculturalism because the Jewish media bosses have made these things fashionable. And the advertising agency bosses and the corporation executives believe that the more fashionable they appear to be, the more money they will make. Among these people, many of them Gentiles who are to blame for what happened to those young girls in Chautauqua County, are some of the richest men in the country. Rich, powerful, intelligent men, understanding the consequences of their actions, but utterly irresponsible, caring only about their own wealth and power. Men like Bill Gates, for example, whose Microsoft Corporation sponsors advertising aimed at making white people feel guilty if they have racial feelings or prefer to be among their own kind. And of course, there are the politicians and bureaucrats who hang on every word of the controlled media, cater to every whim of the media bosses, and eagerly dance to whatever tune they play. These are the politicians and bureaucrats who gave us forced racial integration in our schools and an assortment of so-called fair housing laws to force the racial integration of our residential neighborhoods. Politicians and bureaucrats who have legislated and enforced civil rights laws and affirmative action programs and dozens of other programs and laws designed to multiculturalize what used to be a white country. A country in which it would have been unthinkable for a black criminal to be allowed to hang around white schools trying to pick up white schoolgirls. And it would have been unthinkable for any white girl to respond to such a criminal. These are the politicians and bureaucrats like Bill Clinton and his crew who are currently engaged in a massive governmental program to pull America together, as they like to say, and further encourage the mixing of blacks and whites. They are the politicians and bureaucrats who have followed the Jewish lead and defined any effort by white people to protect themselves from non-whites as hate. Any sort of action by a white person against the new Sean Williamses of this world in an effort to protect young white girls is called a hate crime. Any effort by a white person even to warn other white people about animals of the new Sean Williams type is denounced by these politicians and bureaucrats as hate propaganda. I'll give you a specific example of this. The organization I head, the National Alliance, distributes bumper stickers warning of the dangers of sex with blacks. It warns that sex with a black is far more likely on the average to lead to an AIDS infection than is sex with another white person. It warns that black males are 14 times as likely to be AIDS carriers as heterosexual white males. We distribute these bumper stickers because the government and the media don't warn the white public of the danger of sex with blacks. The government and the media don't mention that blacks are far more likely to be AIDS carriers than whites. They don't warn people about this because they don't want to discourage sexual contacts between blacks and whites. Quite the opposite, in fact. And because the media and the government do not disseminate this important information about the AIDS danger of being sexually involved with blacks, my organization works hard to provide this information to the public. And as a consequence, our stickers are denounced as hate literature by the mass media and by the politicians and bureaucrats who take their cue from the media. And these include police officials, for example, who certainly are aware of the AIDS dangers associated with blacks, but who also are more interested in being politically correct for the sake of their careers than they are in protecting the public. Now, it's one thing to assign blame for this problem. It's one thing to point out who is responsible for making our young girls willing victims of new Sean Williams and other black sexual predators. And it's quite another thing to solve this problem, to punish those responsible and ensure that they do no more damage. And let me assure you, this is a problem we must solve. Not because one black criminal has destroyed the lives of a few dozen white girls. After all, the girls affected were a pretty trashy bunch, the most empty-headed and fashion-conscious of MTV fans, the sort that it's better, for eugenic reasons, to have removed from our breeding population anyway. No, the new Sean Williams case is important because it is symbolic of the moral rot of our people. It's not a black problem that we must solve. It's a white problem. We don't care how blacks behave among themselves. That's their problem. Our problem is that we permit black behavior to affect us. Our problem is that we haven't got our own affairs in order. We haven't got control of our own destiny. We used to have a white country. We used to have our affairs under control. But we permitted the Jews to gain control of our mass media, our news and entertainment media. And we permitted the traitors among us to collaborate with the Jews. And together, they led us off the correct path and into the present morass, where the sort of thing that happened in Chautauqua County can happen and will happen with increasing frequency in the future. They confused and misled our people. They persuaded us that we owed the non-whites of the world a living, that we had to take them into our midst and let them into our schools and our neighborhoods and give them a handout and let our sisters and our daughters run with them. They told us that we were racists and haters if we objected to this. They persuaded the more impressionable of our young people that black music and black manners and black lifestyles were fashionable and ought to be imitated. That's why the white schoolgirls in Chautauqua County let themselves be infected with AIDS by Nushon Williams. And white trash though those schoolgirls may have been, it's the sort of thing that we must not allow to continue happening. We must cut the moral rot out of our people that permitted it to happen. We must root out of our society those who introduced and cultivated and encouraged that moral rot, and we must destroy them so that they can never do that sort of thing again. Ultimately, we must separate ourselves from the blacks and other non-whites and keep ourselves separate, no matter what it takes to accomplish this. We must do this not because we hate blacks, but because we cannot survive if we remain mixed with them. And we cannot survive if we permit the Jews and the traitors among us to remain among us and to repeat their treachery. Eventually, we must hunt them down and get rid of them, all of them. Their presence among us makes us more unclean and more ill than the presence of the blacks. All of us understand, of course, that not all blacks behave like Nushon Williams. And we don't blame all blacks for what happened to those white schoolgirls. We don't even blame Nushon Williams. We blame the fact that the blacks were brought into our midst. What happened in Chautauqua County couldn't have happened if we hadn't brought blacks, the good ones and the bad ones together, into our midst. They must all go, the good with the bad, and work out their own destiny while we work out ours. And we understand that not every Jew and not every politician and not every newspaper editor and not every homosexual approved specifically of what Nushon Williams did. But we also understand that it was their collective policies. It was the result of all of them working together which produced the tragedy of Chautauqua County. And eventually, we will solve our problem. Eventually, we will ensure that there will be no more tragedies of this sort by dealing with these people collectively. It is enough that all of these people supported the general policies which led to Chautauqua. It is enough that they all supported racial integration and they all spoke out against white racism. It is enough that they kept silent when they should have warned our people. It is enough that not one of them pointed out the racial aspects of the Nushon Williams case. For that, we will hold them all responsible, and we will deal with them all together. The white Christian preacher who preached from his pulpit about the sin of racism, the white politician who catered to the minorities and danced to the Jewish tune to get elected, the white school official or police chief or government bureaucrat who was careful always to pay lip service to the latest trend in race-mixing policy promoted by the Jewish media. We will deal with them all, and then God can sort them out. You know, when I have said things like this before, a lot of cautious, timid conservatives have responded by saying that I am too extreme, that I should not talk about America's situation in such rough terms. They hope, even if they do not believe, that there is some nice way of arresting America's decline, some safe and easy way of keeping things from getting any worse, some way that will permit them to continue taking their ease and enjoying their comforts and luxuries without stirring themselves, without taking any chances. And so, let me remind you that I am a pretty conservative fellow myself. I'm not a wild-eyed bomb thrower at all. But I do like to face facts. I do like to look reality right in the eye and not pretend that it's something else. And the reality of our present situation is this. You won't be allowed to continue enjoying your ease and your comfort much longer. The situation is snowballing. Yesterday it was an empty-headed piece of white trash named Nicole Brown. Today it is a bunch of empty-headed, trendy schoolgirls in Chautauqua County, New York. And tomorrow it will be your daughter and your sister wherever you live. They will do what the Jews persuade them it is fashionable to do. You cannot isolate yourself from what is being done to your people. It will be done to you too. You cannot continue to enjoy yourself indefinitely when the very basis for the society in which you are living already has been destroyed, already has been rotted out. Fortunately, more and more ordinary white men and women are beginning to realize that. More and more of them are beginning to understand and to accept that the only way that their children and their grandchildren will have a future in America is to have a total revolution. They are beginning to understand that no matter how bloody and destructive that revolution will be, just letting things go on as they have been will be much, much worse. Nushon Williams has helped them to understand that. And when what happened to those white schoolgirls in Chautauqua County happens to your sister or to your daughter, perhaps you will understand it too. Thanks for being with me again today.